Hello, everyone. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario at Queen's University, and you are listening to Flat Baroque Highbrow Radio by Lowbrow Folks. Today, we're going to be listening to Messiah, composed by Handel, George Friedrich Handel. And it was performed first in Dublin in 1742 and then received its London premiere about a year later. The oratorio was composed in 1741 by Handel, with the scriptural text then compiled by Charles Jennens from the King James Bible and from the Coverdale Psalter, the version of the Psalms then included in the Book of Common Prayer. Now, this is Handel's sixth composition in this genre, and its structure does resemble that of an opera, but it's not, in fact, in dramatic form, and there are no impersonations of characters or direct speech. Instead, Jennens' text is an extended reflection on Jesus as the Messiah called Christ. The text begins in part one with prophecies by Isaiah and others and moves to the Annunciation to the shepherds, and the only scene taken from the Gospels. And then in part two, Handel concentrates on the Passion and ends with the Hallelujah chorus. After that, in part three, Handel covers the resurrection of the dead and Christ's glorification in heaven. And now we're going to jump into the first of 53 movements broken into the three parts I just told you about, as performed by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir, featuring four Canadian soloists as well. And from among these performers, we're going to hear Jane Archibald as the soprano, Emily D'Angelo as the mezzo-soprano, Isaiah Bell in tenor, and we'll also listen to Russell Braun as the baritone. And the orchestra is conducted by Alexander Shelley. So this is the Toronto Symphony Orchestra's performance of Messiah right here on Flat Baroque.
Thank you. Dance! Oh, Thank you. Thank you.